they decided to feed the winos. Big thing in the paper here. And now we're going to have the best fed winos of any major American city in the country. Yeah, we got a whole new place where they have a whole soup kitchen. And plus, it's got 1,000 beds in there so the winos can sleep and eat. Isn't it wonderful? Yeah, geez, just think about it. We're going to have well-fed, athletic winos that do nothing but hang around and eat and glom off of our society. When were people going to realize that God wants them to starve? It's just nature's way of taking care of itself. We got 1,000 beds. That means we're encouraging winoism. You know, you get fed up with working. To hell with it. Just go to the center. Eat and sleep in the bed. Tell jokes. Shrub up and shrib off for the rest of your life, you know? I think they were just meant to starve and freeze out there. That way the weak ones die off. Keeps the population down. You use them as an example. You got your kids with you, your nieces. You can always point to a wino lying in the gutter and say, look, huh? You don't do your homework? That's what happens to you. That's how you end up. You don't wash behind the ears. Look, you get big sores like that guy there. But hey, these winos, you know, they get their food. That's less money they got to spend. They can just spend all the money on wine. Lie around there, be comfortable at night, turn in for a cozy, heated night's sleep. Eh? I don't know. Maybe it's me. If you think I'm wrong, I can handle it. 4321-101, that's the number. Feel free to dial that thing. I don't know. These bleeding hearts, I tell you, they'd have you go over to these countries like Biafra and we'll feed everybody. They got 8 kids and wonder why they're starving to death. So we'll send some care packages so they can have 16 kids and starve to death. We'll feed the winos. Why not? Take more taxes out of my paycheck. I can handle it. That's all right. We'll start feeding them winos. I like it when they're a little weak. You know, that way, you know, when you don't want to give them nothing, you just walk a little fast and their frail bones can't keep up. But now they're going to be well slept, well rested, well fed. They'll probably ask for quarters with even more ferocity.